Welcome back, stoners. Welcome to Stoner Talk. I am your host, B.C. All right. And today, stoners, we're going to talk about something that has been discussed, need to be discussed, and action need to be taken. We're going to talk about something that's really been, like, I don't even get it, you know? We're going to talk about America. And what we're going to talk about, I know you see the title. and I mean it, you know? America is for Kate Smith. That's the name of the title, yes. And I made that title because, obviously, they didn't make America exactly for her. But if you don't know stoners, okay, let's start from the beginning. Kate Smith was a person born in Virginia in 1901. Now, if you're born, you know, in the 1900s, where it's literally a 1, a 9, and 2 zeros, 9 times out of 9 times, you're going to be racist. I mean, that was just the culture. That was the times of the day. You know, that just was the norm of being racist. You were cool if you were racist. That was what it was. You know, it was just a way of life for a white woman growing up in a white family, a Christian family, if you will, stoners. You know, it that's how she grew up. Okay, well, she makes songs, you know, like Picking in Heaven. Yeah. She threw that at us. She threw that one at us. What else she got? That's Why Darkies Were Born. All right. Yeah, she threw that right in our face. Bow. Take it to the neck. So she made those songs back in 1931, 32. Okay. Cool. Appreciate that. Whatever. Fast forward now. Okay. Her likeness has been immortalized because somebody made a statue out of her. Right. Placed it in front of the Philadelphia Flyers and I think, don't quote me on this, but in front of the New York Yankees too, okay? Because of her rendition of, what's the name of that? I think it's God Bless America, you know? They say hers was so great that they immortalized her and everything like that there. Well, you know how social media do it, stoners. They travel back through, you know, they went 10 years back on Kevin Hart. Well, they went 80 years back to find this lady, almost a century. Okay. And the Philadelphia Flyers heard those songs. We covering up her statue. Okay. Now, some people like Will Kane of ESPN would like to say that that's wrong. You know, would like to say that we shouldn't go back almost a century in the past and add today's standards on their morals. It wouldn't work. And you know what? With that statement, I totally agree. I totally agree with him. We should not be going back, you know, all the way back in the 1800s and be like, oh, this man is a da-da-da. Nah, I don't think we should be doing that. Let's focus on the now, okay? I want to talk about two things, stoners. First of all, why does she have a statue? Because I know when you get a statue, that means you have done something that is great, done something that nobody can do. You are just the greatest and you need to be immortalized. Rocky, Kobe, Shaq, Jordan, you know, you're just so impeccable. We have to immortalize you in this granite or steel or rock. Huh? What did Kate Smith do? And secondly, her music don't even slap like that. Like, it's not even that good, stoners. You know? I know how to compartmentalize more than most. I listen to, I'm like, well, maybe she got vocals. Let me listen to. She sound like a very old man on his last day on earth. She come on, what's the name? Is the Picking? No, not Picking in Heaven. Why Darkies Were Born. This is how she start off. My brothers. That's how she sounds, stoners. I mean, geez, Louise, let me light my thing. Strawberry Kush. Anyways, now, what I want to talk about, the reason why I said America is for Kate Smith, because even though Will Kane is right, he's also wrong. And let me explain why. We are the only, and I could be wrong, but I highly doubt I am. We are the only country, right, that always want to take what was bad or just downright evil and try to make it good some type of how, you know, try to make it, polish it up. It'll be okay. I think we should take pointers from Germany. You know, when Nazis left, when we finally got rid of the Nazis and it was over with for them, they didn't leave up statues in remembrance of what we went through. They didn't use the old swastika flags to represent this is where home is. But that's what America does. The Civil War, Robert E. Lee was the general of the Civil of the Confederates. That flag is the Confederate flag. That flag represents an army that wanted to divide the nation and continue on with slavery. He was considered to be treason under the law of America, because you turned your back on America and split us in half. And he has not only one but two statues and a whole street named after him down here. I live in New Orleans, by the way. Think about the psychological thing that is on a child's mind. Okay? Wow, why do I see 2-3 statues of this guy? Who is this Robert Lee guy? Let me go Google this. Boom. And he sees what he sees and he learns what he learns. Now he has to figure out, well, how come a man so evil gets a statue? How can a flag that represented murder and torture of a people is now considered a representation of home? Because that's what a lot of white Southerners like to tell me, that, you know, stoners. Hold on a second. This thing keep going on. That it's not racist. The Confederate flag is not racist. I got black friends that wear it, and because it's a representation of the South. We're home. I'm like, are you serious? So for years and years, I have a blue flag out my pocket, right? And I live in a neighborhood, so I'm a Crip. Okay, stoners? I got a blue flag out my pocket. I done murdered so many people. Just so many people. Right? I die. You wake up the next morning, you not only see a statue of me, there's a street named after me, and the flag that I was waving out my back pocket is now the representation of your neighborhood. Come on, talk to me, stoners. Am I tripping? Why is America like the abusive husband that always wants to remind you of how he used to kick your ass back in the gap? We're not trying to cancel Kate Smith. She's already dead. She did not get the opportunity to evolve with the times and learn better. When you know better, you do better. She didn't have the opportunity to do so. She died in year 86. She was probably 70, 80 years old. She was set in her ways. It is what it is. Okay, stoners? So we're not canceling a person. God bless her soul. I hope she finds light on the other side. But what we are trying to cancel is behavior. That's it. We're not trying to cancel a person. Okay, stoners? I'm not trying to say, fuck her, get out of here. First of all, just explain to me, why does she have a statue? Okay? And her voice is not even that great. And those songs are racist. They're not just bad. Like, a lot of people like to equivalent this to, like, well, let's just take all the songs that's misogynistic to women and da 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 da. Well, that is all opinion. Because you'll be like, oh my God, this song is so misogynistic. But the woman right next to you jamming her ass off. It's only misogynistic. I call misogynistic when somebody say, oh, you being misogynistic. I say that's your opinion, because depending on how I put it like this, depending on the relationship of me and said woman, whatever I say to her can be deemed as fine. But to you, that's like, oh my God, why would you say that? But I digress. I just want to I just want to understand this. I just want somebody to make me understand, like, why is anything represented of the Confederate flag in America? Why is anything representation of racism in America? Like, why do you want to flaunt your, you know what I'm saying? Like, most people hide that. They throw it away, put it in the backyard. Y'all literally flaunt it on Front Street. Hey, we was once upon a time, the worst country in the world to be in for black people. Look at this statue of a man who killed millions by himself. Come on, stoners. Like, am I the only one that sees a problem here? And that's just one. There are so many. And people always say, oh, well, let's just tear down all the statues. Let's. You saying, people say that stuff like they built something of consequence, like a Robert E. Lee statue or, you know, people like that who literally knew what they stood for and it wasn't for what America stood for. People like Kate Smith and Robert E. Lee and the Ku Klux Klan, all these fuckers. I apologize for cussing. But all of them. Like, they're literally stoners committing treason. America's not built on what, well, honestly, it really was. I'm going to take that back before I even say it. It was built on racism. It was built on murder. It was built on the backs and sweat and the brows of all black men and women and children. But today's a new day. Let's not dwell in the past. You know, when I ran track, my coach always told me, never look behind you. You know, I ran the relay, so you put your hand back, and as soon as that pole hit your hand, bow, the dude say, stick, and you take off like a bat out of hell. Never look back, because if you ever look back, you're going to trip up on what you're trying to get to, because you're looking backwards. I take that lesson in life, you know? It ain't about what their ancestors did. What are you going to do? With their time, resources, and money, we seen what they can do. Now let's see what you can do. You know? And so far, let's be honest, if you got a Kate Smith, and you know what? Now that I think about it, I'm sorry, but didn't Whitney Houston sing God Bless America also? And she does not blow better than Whitney Houston. Huh? Now that I think about it, why ain't Whitney Houston got a statue somewhere? Her rendition of God Bless America is awesome. And you know how Whitney get down, young Whitney? Oh my God. 80s, early 90s, Whitney? Oh. And oh my God. I'm just saying. It don't have to be Whitney. I'm more than sure that was Wade, because she was not a great singer, stoners. I apologize to anybody from the Kate Smith family. If you hear this, I am not trying to dismiss or tarnish your memory of her. I'm just saying I listened to a few of her songs. And, you know, taking racism out of it, she sound like a bass singer. Like, she should have been the one in Boyz II Men saying, baby, listen. I know I did you wrong, but this is why darkies were born, and I'm gonna take you to Piccaninny Heaven. Nah, I'm just playing stoners. But nah, all jokes aside, you know, tell me why, you know, why are we the only nation that just, why do we need the reminder? We know slavery happened. We know Jim Crow happened. We know segregation happened. We know, you know what I'm saying, us trying to fight for civil rights. Actually, we had to fight to prove that we were human, then civil rights, then the right to vote. You know, we have done it all. And it's and the key word in that, stoners, is done. Now what? I don't want to dwell in the past. You know? And that's what you do to the black man, the black woman, and the black child when you have statues of racist people who thought that darkies were born to pick cotton and pick the corn. That was a lyric from her shit. Okay, stoners, like, We have to be mindful. People always want to be like, you know, why is tear down our statues? I mean, not the statues, the Confederate flag. I didn't really speak on the Confederate flag thing too much because it's so common sense. I don't understand. You know, Stone, it's like, okay, you have a whole, you know, flag. This flag was being waved at the Boys in Blue. That was for America. And they were not only going against America, they were fighting for slavery. When you wave that flag, you cannot wipe that history off. I don't care how much Southern pride you spray on it. I'm sorry, Stoners. I know you want to. I know you want to be like, I'm not racist. And you're probably not. You probably really do believe that it's a Southern thing. And if you really believe it's a Southern thing, then you're right. But just do your history. If I brought you a car and I only told you about the last 20 years, 20, 30 years about the car, you'd be like, well, man, you said you had this car for like 100 years. I'm like, oh, well, don't worry about that. Just worry about what's going on with it now. And all them 100 years, buku people was murdered in there and babies was given in there. This bitch been, people been shot in, stabbed in. People then just drifted away silently and peacefully in that bitch. Like, it's just down bad in there. But I done washed it all off. You can't even tell it was there by the car. That's what you want us to do. And I'm telling you, no way. I cringe every time I see a flag because I don't know what type of person I'm talking to. Because, oh, yes, if I see you with the flag, I don't care if it's on your license plate, you got a tattoo, I don't give a damn. We're going to have a conversation. It's not going to be hostile. I'm not going to be hostile because I do understand where you're coming from. I just need you to understand where I'm coming from. And I'm more than sure we will meet up at the same path if you just listen. And I'm talking to you, the ones, my Stoners that are listening to this, that have Confederate flags in their house. I know everybody that listens to Stoner Talk. I have a vast audience. I understand. And I appreciate y'all for listening. But I understand not everybody thinks the way I think on here. I imagine that's why you listen to me, because I have a different view of opinion. And I know what I'm talking about. And when it comes to this Confederate flag thing, I mean, you really can't debate me on this. Because I'll give you that. Yes, it is Southern. Yes, it does represent home. You know what I'm saying? But it represented something else in the South and something else in the Southern homes before it represented whatever. All you're taking is the home part. You seen a Confederate flag and during the Civil War flying somewhere, you either heard gunshots right behind it or people was dying right before it. It was not a symbol of home. It was a symbol of hate. That's why they kept it around for so long. Like, let's be honest, Stoners. Let's be honest with ourselves. Why would that flag, of all flags, you can even make up your own flag if you want to be a Southern flag. Why would that flag, of all flags, still be around? You're the flag of the losing squad. And not only did you lose, you committed treason against your own country. But we're still going to wave your flag. We're just going to call it something else. Why are we so delusional? How come it's easier for y'all to accept Bruce Jenner turning into Caitlyn Jenner, but you cannot accept that a Confederate flag represents slavery and hate? No more, no less. Like I said, I get where you're coming from. I get it. Because I agree. Yes, it does represent the South because it was created for the Southerners. You know what I'm saying? I believe there's an origin for a reason, and we need to understand the origin of everything we do. If you listen to my podcast on police and military, I explain them the origin of them. You know, I don't like it when businesses come on commercials and be like, yeah, when we've been around since 1796, because that means you've been racist for a long time. Like, I wouldn't even advertise that. I would rebrand myself and be like, man, we just got here yesterday. We're forward thinking and we're millennials, matter of fact. But I don't understand what people are trying. Like, All right. I'm not going to say I don't understand Stone. I get it. You're trying to say you got longevity. You've been around. And if you've been around, you've been around for a reason. I get it. You know, I've been around for so long. I got to be doing something right. I get it. But it just, it's a telltale to me. Like, when you say you've been around, like, when they say Kate, I was like, who is this Kate Smith? I had to look her up. And when I found out she was born in 1901, I didn't blame her for nothing. I stopped getting mad at the songs. I was like, okay, well, of course she's racist. I apologize about that, Stoners. But of course she's racist. You know? Excuse me. Of course she's racist. I'm not going to be surprised at that. Okay. Once again, I apologize about that. My microphones and everything is hooked up to my phone. And I just got a text message. I apologize about that, Stoners. But yeah, man, I think America just needs to take a good look at themselves and just see what we are. You know, I think we have delusions of grandeur. I think that's what America has. I don't think we see exactly what we are, and we're dying from the inside out. We kill our own. Then we put statues up of the people that do it. And then we call it something, and then we mask it and call it something else just so we can feel better at night. And I say we, because I'm an American. I'm not perfect. But I do know how to spot my problem. I know how to go to my problem. And I know how to handle my problem. I never dodge. I never dip. I never leave. I never wait. I attack it. That's how I was raised, and that's how I raised my kids, and that's how I hope my Stoners are with this problem, because it is a problem. If I explain to you with facts and tell you exactly what this is, and you still refuse to just say, you know what, you right, or at the very least say, you know what, I respect your mind and never have that around you, bro, then I really don't have no words for you. I'm a logical man. I expect everybody I speak to and interact with to be logical as well. And logically, there's no reason for anybody to be waving a Confederate flag. Because what are you representing? The South. The South win. Back then or now? Because that's a symbol of back then. The red background with the blue X with stars in it? Or that's a symbol of back then? I mean, you believe in what they believed in. No. Or what? Why you got it? It represents home. I know that's why they made it. It represents their home. South. The South is their home. They wanted to make that flag would have been their own. The South would have been the country. That's what they were fighting for. Their own rights and shit so they can keep their slaves. Yeah. So you're right. No. You're twisting my words. I'm not twisting your words. I'm just giving you insight on what you're actually saying. You're saying this represents home. And I'm telling you, Robert E. Lee would be right next to you saying, yes, it does. It represents the South. That's what he made it for. But you're going to take it and call it something else and pretend like he didn't even have it. Okay. Anyway, Stoners. I don't think the Philly Flyers was wrong in the Kate Smith situation. And I think all of her statues should be taken down. None of her songs should be played. I think anything racist, Jim Crow, segregation, anything that had anything to do with any racial barriers between me and my another brother or my sister, and I don't mean just the black ones. I mean the white ones, the Spanish ones, the Chinese ones. If you stop me from getting to my brother or sister, you have to be eradicated. Do not blame the people who are victim to a corrupt system. It is the system that need to be on trial, which means the people are not criminals. They are victims. You got a lot of victims running around America, and all you're doing is putting up statues and symbols of when we was victimized, or at least when our ancestors were victimized. Imagine you're a young black man walking down the street. You got your hood on and you bump your music. You're not really listening. Cop hit his lights. You turn around. All you see is a Confederate flag tattoo on his forearm and a badge. Next thing you know, gun at your head. Get on the ground. What's that you got in your pocket? It's your phone. It rings, so it flashes. He spooks, let off a few rounds. Pop, pop. Please follow me on all my social medias at Mr. Super Duper BC. That's MrSupaDupaBC. Also, please follow me on YouTube. I do stream on there, and I will be doing another segment about this on YouTube. I hate the text messaging, but please, stoners, follow me on all my social medias. Please follow me on my YouTube at Stoner Talk, and love life, love each other. And as always, stoners unite.